This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you're right, Thunder. Stella, explain it to people right now. Explain what we're really facing. Go ahead. Say what we were saying during the break.
Yeah, I'm saying that right. We're dealing with an invasion from an outer world. You know, in 2012, we had this 100-day prayer program. We prayed for 100 days nonstop. On day 99, I had a dream, and these people came, and they said they were genetically modified human beings, and it was not their time yet, that when it's their time, they would manifest. And the Lord told me
that... the days of Noah, they were not the people.
That in 2016, the world would change. So do you know in June 2016, that is when CERN opened that Hadron Collider and something came out? Because if you read in the book of Revelation chapter 9, it talks about that there's going to be an invasion where locusts will come from the underworld.
The gates of hell will be open.
Gates of hell will be open. And on that place that they are talking about is that the king over there will be Apollo, Apollyon. But guess where CERN is built? On the temple of Apollo. So this stuff is real.
And they did satanic rituals when it opened.
Yes, and not only that, it has the image of Shiva, the god of destruction, in front of CERN. Guess where the internet came from, the World Wide Web? From CERN. WWW, guess what? WWW actually means 666. So, and you know, in the days of Noah, when they built the Tower of Babel, they wanted to connect all human beings to have one language and do things together. So right now, with the WWW World Wide Web, they are trying to connect all of us so that we can do things together and have that hive mind and demonic mindset. And that is why the web started, and that is part of their plan. So in 2012, the Lord showed me that there were going to be people among us that are non-humans. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 14, he said they will actually, that the devil would deceive human beings, that they will make images unto the devil, and the devil will have power to give breath to these images, that the images will be able to speak and cause those that will not take the mark to be destroyed. So what are images? Images is like clones or images. So they were going to make images, something that is non-human, and the devil will be able to give breath to this image. And this image will start forcing people to, you know, kill people, you know, stop forcing them to take jabs and all kinds of things. So there are people among us that are non-human. And human beings need to know that. If you read in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 43, it talks about the last kingdom is going to be iron mixed with clay. It's going to be humans, which is clay, and iron, which is machine. And we hear right now about all kinds of people trying to mix iron with machine. Yuval Noah says that in the next few years, humans are not going to be in charge of the world, but they're going to be a different race. So I started saying this in 2020, that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is a Trojan horse for transhumanism, or human 2.0. That is why, if you look at it, the vaccine has mRNA, messenger RNA, that actually installs foreign DNA into you, changing you into human 2.0. But I tell everybody that got vaccinated, if they put Luciferus in you, the Bible says in Titus 3 verse 5 that salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So we have a prayer on our website. If you go to drstellamd.com, you will see there, did you take the jab? Do you regret it? All you have to do is repent and tell God, Lord, I'm sorry. I was deceived. I was fearful. I needed my job. But right now, I'm coming back to you in repentance. The same way we repent to be saved is the same way you repent for this junk to be taken out of your system spiritually. So when you pray, we have the prayers. You pray for the blood of Jesus to flow through you. You pray for a regeneration of your DNA. And like I said, we've seen miracles. When you finish that prayer, then the next thing you do, we have a vax detox to help you deal with the physical effect of the vaccine, of the jab. So if you go on our website and you get the vax detox, it will help you to deal with the physical effect. But the most thing you need to do is deal with the spiritual effect. When the Bible says that we're in a time in the last days, it's going to be like in the days of Noah. What happened in the days of Noah? There were Nephilims, there were non-humans among us. Some of this evil that they are doing, When you see a grown-up man dressed with diapers and tutu and dancing in front of a two-year-old child, they cannot possibly be human. So if we realize that we're dealing with non-humans...
And they dress up like aliens.
Yes, they dress up like aliens. They look like aliens.
Like the clown.
Like aliens, right? Yeah.
Like the clown. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Dr. Sil Emanuel, stay with us. SilEmanuelMD.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Michelle Emanuel is our guest. He's showing it in the break. Joe Rogan, he's given his life to Jesus. He's talking about God, the devil now. It's a bigger trip than DMT, folks, to meet Christ and the Holy Spirit and given the discernment, the connection to infinity. I was going to have a great guest in here. But I've got not a bad family emergency, but a family emergency you have to deal with. Because I rarely punch out early to go deal with it, but I got to deal with this. And so hopefully I'll be back tomorrow, but this is all going down. So I'm going to air the incredible Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson interview, which is part of it. Tucker sent us a clip earlier. Yeah, he's got the Putin interview. He's building the suspense for that. I asked him today, I said, did you get it? And he sent me this clip. So that's coming up. We're going to put that on X right now, or it's already up there right now. But Dr. Stella, in the 9 minutes we have left, I'm proud to have you on here exposing the evil. But also, we're not just pitching something. We want to pitch things that empower you, that make you healthier and wiser and better. And plus, you want to get it again. I never thought of this from an evil perspective, but like the evil sells something that doesn't work, like a Chinese product. Why would you want that? I want to sell something that is known for quality because you want it again and again. I want a relationship with you. You've got telemedicine for stuff you can't get over the counter. You've got also some of the best supplements ever. Talk about the products right now.
We, over the past 4 years, have gone from not just being a doctor, but being a doctor that also do natural medicine. In fact, one of the things that we've added on our website right now is medicinal herbs, like moringa, curcumin, turmeric, ginger, and you can drink them in a tea and you get healthy.
DrStellaMD.com.
Yes, and if they use promo code Alex, they get a discount. When they talk about Ebola and Zika and all this stuff, you see these two supplements right here, Covilite and Viral Immune Plus. These two are something you mix and drink. And with things like that, hydration is very important. We put together Covilite for people that had like brain fog from COVID or people just feel drained and everything. So it has all the vitamins you need. It has the minerals you need. It has things like resveratrol for DNA repair. It has CoQ10. It has ginseng. It has all kinds of stuff. So between these two products, you can get about, build your immunity on about everything that is they can throw at you. But if people don't want that, because you see, Covilite has guarana, and guarana is like a natural occurring caffeine and just gives you a lot of energy. You can use Covivite. We have thousands of people taking our Covivites every day, which has kind of kept them healthy and stopped them from being sick. You can go to our website, drstellamb.com, go to the marketplace and stock up. We actually have pandemic packs right there. We have just about everything you need. And buy them, stock them up, take Covivites daily, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have put it in the amount that is necessary for you. Covilite, everybody loves it because it gives you energy, it builds your immunity. But the medicinal herbs is a new thing that we've really added. And like moringa is antioxidant, It's anti-inflammatory. It helps to improve your sugar, improve your memory, improve your mood, antibacterial. So this stuff is some good stuff. I drink them in a tea. I stay healthy. I don't get sick. My family members, when they get sick, they come running to my house because they know that I have all these things and I'm not going to catch whatever that they bring. America, be prepared. Most important, get hydroxychloroquine ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. Alex, we have something called 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. What if supply chains go down? At least you have antibiotics for different kind of infections. You need a telemedicine appointment to do that. You need to go on our website, make a telemedicine appointment. We will see you, look at your medical information, and prescribe this stuff to you. And our mom and pop pharmacies all over the country will ship it to you. Please, please, don't wait till they throw Zika or they throw Ebola or they throw some kind of different strain of COVID and then you're suffering. Today, be prepared. That is my cry. When you're prepared medically, you're not scared of whatever it is they're going to bring. Be prepared spiritually. Give your life to Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Read your Bible. Know God for yourself. So that way you're not scared. Because if you die in Christ, it's gain. When you're in Christ and you know God, you're not scared to die. So you're not scared about whatever they're doing. Be prepared physically. Stock up food, water. Get into communities and go out into the country and buy some land and build up where you can survive. Put flashlights, batteries and water filtration system, rice and beans. I tell people, get your money out of the system, because this system is going to crash. What all this battle that they are doing, whether it's in the border, whether it's releasing prisoners to harass us, or whether it's, you know, China and India are now trying to de-dollarize, it is all about destroying America. So the dollar is going to crash. When it crashes, how are you going to survive? Make sure that you have food stock up, your medical supplies are stock up, make sure that you're physically stock up. Go to the store. Go to wherever. Look at things that you need over the counter, whether it's band-aids, whether it's creams, steroid creams, whether it's, you know, things that you can tie your leg if somebody's leg gets broken or something. Make sure that you have over the counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. My whole idea is be prepared. If you follow me on Twitter, or my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, I talk about a lot of this preparedness stuff, both medical, physical, spiritual, and also in, you know, mentally prepared. Because if you're mentally prepared, you're not going to be scared of something is going to happen. They are going to try to take us out, but we are going to fight back. But we need to be able to fight back and stand. I don't want you to be fighting back and you can't breathe. People call me to come get them out of the hospital and it really hurts my soul. So that's what I tell people. Make sure you're prepared on that sense and just make sure you're prepared. If you go to drstellamv.com, you make a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine, get ivermectin, put it in your medicine cabinet. In your medicine cabinet, not when something happens. And make sure you're prepared. So
I feel so good about this because your products are amazing. Your telemedicine is amazing. Your information is amazing. Amen. And it funds our operation, a total 360 win.
Yes.
We're at a historical point now, and God gave us compounds and things that protect us. We need to use them, and people need to support independent media. 2-minute closing comments. We got a break.
Listen, brothers and sisters, fellow Americans and the world's humanity, this battle that we're fighting is a battle for our survival. And I do believe that we are winning because we have managed somehow to keep them at bay. But when the devil starts getting desperate, they're going to do even more desperate stuff. One of the things you need to do is be part of the information war. Share everything. Read. Get to know what it is that they are doing so that you can stand. You can be able to stand and not fall out of fear. And pray. Pray for our nation. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the people that are in power. Pray that God would take out the rhinos and take out the swamp and put people in power that are really going to stand for the nation. And pray for the world, because this battle is like a global battle. So when you start praying, if you don't know how to pray, if you go on our website and click on Firepower Ministry, there are prayers for about anything. We have this deliverance service we do like every month, and I want people to come. If you have children that are on drugs, children that are depressed, family members that are like going through deep demonic problems, when we travel, like with Reawaken America Tour, we get to pray for people, and I see people get delivered from all kinds of stuff. So you can make an, if you go on our website, drpriscillamb.com. You click on the Bethel Ranch tab. You can actually register and come for one of our conferences. It is free. Staying on the ranch is free. You know, when we do all this stuff and the money we make and everything, we use it to take care of people and make sure that we can take care of you for free. So you can come and stay there. People could stay for a week, sometimes 3 days, 4 days during our programs. And it's free for you to stay. So come and get delivered. Come and get prayed for. And join us on our prayer programs. Join us on Twitter when we pray for the nation, pray for the president, and pray for our survival.
Absolutely. All right. I've got major behind-the-scenes breaking news and so much massive stuff. Watch InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. It links to it in Bandai video. As this all unfolds, the War Memorial Destroyer, 3 p.m. today. I'm going to probably be back today, but I've got so much stuff behind the scenes. Dr. Stella Emanuel, incredible job. DrStellaMD.com.
Yes. Use promo code Alex.
Absolutely. You're a great sponsor with me on there without you. You have great products, both telemedicine and the supplements. They find it all at DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex. Doctor, thank you so much.
God bless.
All right, folks. Coming up, more Tucker Carlson information. It's all at InfoWars.com and Band.Video. And like I said, the War Room, 3 p.m. today, American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays with the great Harrison Smith. I want to thank you all. Please stay with us. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today, today, today.
Oh, I wish I could get this stupid jar open. Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're here with the world's most dangerous man, the most censored man in the English language. But honestly, when you get him in front of an outhouse in the woods, he doesn't seem so dangerous.
It's a fancy outhouse.
We have a ruling class in the United States defined by its hatreds, not its loves, not its hopes, but by its hatreds. They hate all kinds of people, large groups of people, the deplorables, the bitter clingers, America's entire blue-collar population, the unfashionable people. They're hated by the people who run our country. But no one is hated more by them than a man called Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the single most censored man in all American history. He was the first media figure in our history to be completely erased in one day, deplatformed. Alex Jones was deplatformed before it was a common term. And not just deplatformed, sued, attacked. They attempted to criminally charge him. What did Alex Jones do wrong? Alex Jones didn't rape anybody. He didn't loot Macy's. He didn't burn a police station. He didn't invent a fake cryptocurrency and loot pension funds. He didn't start a pointless war that made this country poorer and more disorganized. He didn't open the southern border. No, Alex Jones had opinions that deeply rattled the people who run America. In fact, rattled a lot of us. And I'll just confess that I first heard of Alex Jones when he questioned the official story behind 9/11. And I, speaking for myself, was deeply offended by this. I didn't take any time to find out what he was saying, but I was bothered by the idea that this defining event in American history, which changed the life of everyone who lived here then, might not actually have unfolded as we were told it did. And that possibility was too destabilizing. And I remember feeling resentment toward Alex Jones for saying that. But several years later, I wound up in Austin, Texas, and through a chain of circumstances, wound up meeting Alex Jones. And I learned what everyone who has met him now knows, which is Alex Jones is not a crazy person. Alex Jones has said pretty far out things on TV from time to time. Not that far out. He hasn't said men can become women or Ukraine is a democracy, but within the bounds of, say, cable news, pretty far out. But fundamentally, Alex Jones is right about a lot of things. And in fact, that's why they don't like him. Alex Jones has an uncanny, really an amazing ability to predict events before they happen. He has called it and he's done it on tape again and again to the point where it's a meme on the internet. Alex Jones, prophet, not conspiracy nut, prophet. But when you dig into Alex Jones's predictions, they are so spot on that it's remarkable. How does he do this? We're guessing there's a kind of spiritual sensitivity to Alex Jones. Maybe that's his secret. He was displaying this years before the average person in this country even thought about matters like that. Now it's pretty obvious to most people that the current war going on in this country is taking place in ways you can't see it most of the time. But 10 years ago, people were not thinking that way. Alex Jones was. And so we thought it'd be interesting to sit down and talk to Alex Jones, the man. He joins us now in our studio. Alex Jones, thank you.
Wow, Tucker, it's great to be here. Amazing studios, amazing, I mean it, amazing people. And this is really going to be, I think, a historic interview. So thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really grateful to be able to do it. And it's just, it's one of the great blessings of my life and of my job is that I've been able to meet people that I've had preconceptions about and sometimes find those preconceptions bolstered and in other cases demolished. And you're definitely in the second category. So I want, for people who've made it this far, you know, the people around the country have really succeeded in making you disreputable. And the whole point, of course, is people won't listen to you. So we thought it'd be interesting to start with a series of on-tape predictions that you made, some of which are so precise and so prescient that it makes the hair on my arms stand up. And I'm being sincere, and our viewers are about to see what I'm talking about. Here is a list of things that you called ahead of time.
By the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, you will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees.
It's happening. Mask mandates are officially back.
We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun, or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s.
This group and its leader, a person named Osama Bin Laden.
He's the boogeyman they need.
We're looking at a giant war in February right now. I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in.
With attacks across Ukraine, which is the size of Texas.
It really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
Those 9/11 clips are crazy. I'm actually bothered by the precision of them. I'm not accusing you of being behind 9/11. But how could you, in July of 2001, call that? You said they're going to have airliners fly into the World Trade Center and they're going to blame a guy called Osama bin Laden. Now, leaving aside what actually happened, how could you have known that?
Well, in the longer clip, because it's a multi-hour show from July 25th, 2001, I specifically walked through all the reasons and I knew they were hyping up that we were about to be hit by Osama bin Laden. I knew that the World Trade Center had been attacked the first time and that the feds had been involved helping cook the bomb and allowing it to go forward. And I just saw a lot of the pre-programming that was happening in the media as they were on the news saying, you know, life's about to change in America. And I was reading what the RAND Corporation was saying and what the Pentagon was putting out. And I read the PNAC document from a year before, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that Dick Cheney had helped write. And it said we need a Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland to be able to bring in this police state and this control and then expand the American empire worldwide. So hundreds of pieces of data went into that prediction.
But terrorists are going to hit the World Trade Center in July of 2001. I lived in the United States then. That was the last thing on my mind. And I lived in Washington. I know the guys who wrote the PNAC document because I shared an office with them. So I was more informed than the average person. And that was the last thing that crossed my mind in the summer of 2001. Like everyone else, I thought it was a Cessna. But how convinced were you that this was going to happen?
I was completely convinced. In fact, in the full clip that's online, you can find it on Twitter or other places that has been removed, I explained to people that they need to call the White House and tell the White House, we know if you allow these attacks, that you're basically allowing it to happen. And it was similar to all the data we had when
But you said that on your show?
On my show. And I gave the number out so people could actually call the White House. And then going back to October of last year, when the Russians went into Ukraine, I specifically said, I think they'll go in by the end of February. And there was a lot of data that went into that. And then they specifically did go in on February 24th. And so I was able to make that prediction as well. But there was a lot of data and information that went into it.
Sure. I'm just, for the record, I miscalled that completely. I didn't think they were going to do it. You were right. I was wrong, not for the first time. But the 9/11 thing, I remember that really well. Nobody was thinking like that. So you called it in public on tape. Did the 9/11 commission? So if I'm the FBI and I'm investigating 9/11, you're like the first guy I would call because you're the only person who said that out loud. Did they call you?
No, they didn't. But my most accurate prediction going back over a decade was when I read the Rockefeller Foundation Operation Lockstep, and they described using a virus to bring in world government, to bring in a world medical ID that they would then build the social credit score off of. And that they would make people wear masks for fear, and that they would shut down sporting events and things like that, and basically phase in this new tyranny. So I was also able to specifically make that prediction over and over and over again, because I was going off their own battle plans.
Are you the only person in media who actually reads these reports?
I don't think a lot of people do read them, but I do read them.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Go watch their hour-long, two-hour-long, three-hour-long meetings they have on YouTube. With all the top, I mean, we're talking hundreds of top scientists, they admit that they're building a post-human world, that soon everyone's going to be mind-controlled, that they're going to put smart dust in our food that they can electromagnetically control, and they just lay it all out right there. And I've learned what these people said in the 50s they would do were done by the 70s. What they said their plan was in the 70s for the 90s, they got done. And then when they had their Agenda 21 in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, the big UN summit, they described everything they would do up until the year 2000, and they got almost all of that done. And now they've got Agenda 2030, and we're going to ban your gas stoves, we're going to ban beef, we're going to ban single-family dwellings, we're going to ban private ownership of cars, and we're going to do all this, and now you see them rolling it all out. So I'm not really making predictions in these high-level World Economic Forum and other large think tank groups. They are laying out the future, and their high priest of the World Economic Forum, that's a consortium of all these groups, Yuval Noah Harari, you can read his quotes. The future is not human. The human era is over. The public is useless. I mean, this is a very anti-human system, so that's how I'm able to make predictions, because they've given us a roadmap. They tell us where they want to take us. And so when the public wakes up, we push back on some of it, but they always come back. And so I'm just following the trajectory of where they say they want to take us. And there were a lot of white papers, not just the PNAC document from 2000, a year before 9/11, where they describe we really need big terror attacks. We really need Pearl Harbor events to get Americans to give up their rights. I mean, take what just happened in Israel. Totally tragic. My heart goes out to all that have been killed or lost loved ones or been injured. But there's no way that one of the best intelligence agencies in the world didn't know that was coming, the massive buildup, the 5,000 missiles, the paragliding attacks, all of that. And so there was clearly a stand down there. And now the West will take more of the people's rights. Israel will be able to crack down and take more of their people's rights, which is a big debate over there. Hamas is being funded by Hezbollah, which is Iran. We just had Biden a month ago give $6 billion to Iran. And now the mullahs are bragging that they were behind the attack, Hezbollah funding Hamas. So really, those aren't even predictions. It's clear that Hezbollah and Hamas have tens of thousands of men and women as sleeper cells that are, quote, other than Mexican, that the Border Patrol list every month, tens of thousands coming across the Texas and Arizona and California sectors. And it's an easy equation to predict that there's a wide probability that Hezbollah and Hamas at some point are going to attack sports stadiums. They're going to attack colleges. They're going to attack synagogues. They're going to shoot up mass gatherings if they're given the order by Iran, if we go to war with Iran. And then when this happens, our government won't get in trouble for dissolving the border and letting these people come in. Just like on 9/11, our government clearly had prior knowledge. There was clearly a major stand down that went on. And the government got more power, more control. And now they're not pointing the Homeland Security apparatus at the Russians like they did in the Cold War or the Islamists after 9/11. Now they admit that their main focus is Christian conservatives and the bitter clingers and the people that live in rural America, that white people, I mean, it says that in the report, are the main terror threat. And so this whole apparatus of the war on terror, it has now been turned inwardly against the people, not just here, but also in Europe, where if someone criticizes transgenderism in the UK, they come to their house and arrest them. If a journalist does that, they come to their house and arrest them. If somebody says, I think these surveillance cameras should start getting cut down, they come to their house and they arrest them for their free speech. And so this is a global movement by the mega corporations, by the Black Rocks and the State Streets and the Vanguards that control 80%+ of world wealth to control our behavior. Larry Fink of BlackRock has said that at the Davos Group repeatedly. We're going to use our control over all this finance and this global social credit score we're rolling out to control people's behavior. So that's really what this is. And then they use the threat of global warming. They use the threat of a virus. They use the threat of radical Islam to take our rights. But we really are the target.
Even if by the way, none of that seems implausible at this point. I mean, just you're a measure of how the world has changed. If you'd said this to me 15 years ago, I'd have been like, someone's a crackpot and it's not me. And now after COVID, nothing you said seems crazy at all. I mean, you may be right, you may be wrong, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, obviously. But even if I disagree with what you just said, I would think that's pretty interesting. It's an interesting perspective. Why do you think, you've committed no crime, you'd be in jail if you had. Why do you think they hate you so much?
Because I do read their documents and I do read their books, and we were effectively getting a lot of people in the military and the intelligence agencies who were compartmentalized and who tuned into my show and saw my films and read my books and things. And they clicked with it and said, wow, I see all this going on around me. He's not lying about it. And then I would give them other pieces that I discovered or my other guests discovered. And so it was giving them an operational awareness outside of their compartmentalization. And so we had massive success in the military, in the police, and in the intelligence agencies, not just here, but around the world. And so our penetration into those areas to help people expand their awareness that we're inside the government, inside corporations, was triggering a lot of whistleblowers, was triggering a lot of people not going along with the program. And so really my sin was decompartmentalization of the population.
When you got deplatformed, and it, to this day, no one has ever been more aggressively censored, I don't think, than you. I've apologized to you this in person before. I was in Labrador on a fishing trip and missed the entire thing. I was literally out of cell range. I didn't know what happened, but I got back and I was and I read about it. I felt like it was a major moment in the history of the American media. I don't think anybody defended you when that happened. Anybody with any kind of audience.
For me, when Tim Cook admitted that he met on the weekend in August of 2017 with the other big tech heads, and they made the decision to curate like it's a museum and take me off. It was hundreds of platforms. I mean, it wasn't just all the big ones. It was everything from LinkedIn to our bank accounts being taken away to everything ensuing that week and over the next month. And I knew that I was a test case. And I wasn't taken off those platforms for any demonstrable reason. It was the questioning the school shooting thing that came later. They went and kind of dredged that up for my past, just questioning it a few times. Blew that up after I'd been deplatformed and said I was deplatformed for that. But if you check the record, I wasn't. And so once they deplatformed me, it made the show in ways only get bigger with people actually going to InfoWars.com and finding me on local radio stations and things. So then they panicked and said, okay, let's look at his record and create more of a reason that he's being taken off. So they took things out of context from 5-6 years before, blew them up as a current thing out of context and deceptively reported on what I'd said to create a straw man argument to then facilitate the reason.
What's so crazy is if you asked just a cross section of Americans who's responsible for the Sandy Hook massacre of kids at the school, no one remembers the name of the murderer.
Adam Lanza.
Okay, thank you. I didn't remember. Alex Jones. They effectively blamed you for a school shooting that you were not present at.
I have people come up to me in the parking lot. You can ask my security guy. He's been there when people walk up and go, why'd you kill those kids? And then you go, I didn't kill those kids. And they go, yeah, you did. And so that is what this has turned into. But and this is bigger than me. I want people to understand something, that the mullahs in Iran and the Ayatollah are congratulating Hamas that just killed around 1,000 or more innocent Israelis, many of them women, children, disabled people, in a vicious, evil sneak attack. They are on there, Hezbollah and Hamas, mainly Hamas, but it's Hezbollah funding it out of Iran, are literally posting videos of them cutting people's heads off and killing children and massacring innocent people. They're allowed to have their Hezbollah accounts and their Hamas accounts. The Ayatollah is able to congratulate what these people have done, and I am still banned. And I'm not mad at Elon Musk. I understand I've been so demonized with the general public. He's barely able to, you know, keep Twitter going right now. I really appreciate what he's done. I admire him. I think he's done a lot of great work. And I see him moving in the right direction. So a lot of people attack Musk on Twitter. I trend all the time. Hey, if you're such an absolutist on free speech, bring back Alex Jones. I understand that if he did that, the ADL and others would really be able to probably shut down Twitter. So I understand that he needs to, you know, go through a process before he does that. So people get mad at Twitter for not.
Why the ADL? I'm not the world's expert on your career.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes. And, but, of course, they've done the studies, they've looked at the statistics. It's not just here, it's in Europe, and it's in the UK, like in London. The liberal areas are like 99% white.
Oh, I noticed.
Okay, and there's a lot of rich people in London that aren't white, but they're not even in that area. They are the most insular group, and then they point at white Christian culture and society that actually outlawed slavery in most of the world, was the vanguard of stopping it, and then they don't point at China, which is the most homogeneous, racist group in the world.
It's an ethno-state. It's Han-Chinese, period.
Well, they teach, as you know in their news, that we are going to have Chinese superiority. We are the Chinese supremacist. Xi Jinping admires Hitler. He is literally following a race-based operation that is taking the world over, that owns the majority of Hollywood, that's paid off the Democratic Party. And if you look at all these anti-white shows that you see funded in Hollywood, almost all of it has majority literal communist Chinese government backing that is funding this. So it's real simple. China looks in and sees this diverse culture, and they say, we're going to use that to split the country up and balkanize it. And that's what they've done. And so communist China, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and all these groups, see America's weakness, and they're literally coming in saying white people are inherently bad because of the color of their skin. They inherently have cheated people. They've hurt people. White people invented racism. None of that's true. It's really just tribalism. And then they organize all these other groups into race-based groups to then unify them under the Democratic Party to attack who is left that tends to be more conservative, and that is some white people in this country. Though they're panicking because more and more blacks are voting Republican, more and more Hispanics are voting Republican, they're starting to figure this out. So now they're in panic mode to bring in totally disenfranchised third world populations who are refugees from the multi-year lockdowns in Africa, Latin America, and Asia and the Middle East. They then bring them to UN camps, brainwash them, then bring them to our border, brainwash them more, then send them into the United States, and then literally hold them for years at facilities while they're indoctrinated to be this new political underclass that's then going to be turned loose on America. And that's why you see Democrats giving illegal aliens the right to vote in their cities, giving them driver's license. That's why you see them passing laws. They can be police officers. So they are importing a new enforcement class against the American people, and they're setting it up along racial lines, not us. They're making it racial, just like Hitler made what he did racial. So it's the left and the think tanks and the communist Chinese that look at the U.S. and have seen our weakness as race, and they are exacerbating it.
So I don't understand. So you're from Texas. You grew up in Texas. Your family's been there a long time. Texas is changing really fast. It's dirty, for one thing, I noticed. Because physically dirty, garbage on the side of the road. I never have seen that in Texas before. So your governor could have stopped that. He commands the Texas National Guard, and he didn't. And I feel like that makes him a traitor to the country, but what am I missing?
Well, I mean, Governor Abbott is, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, the best kind of Republican governor is a 10, and the worst is, say, a 1. And like the Illinois, it's a so-called Republican, that's really a Democrat. I would put Greg Abbott as about a 5. The state is overwhelmed. There isn't really a state mechanism. It's federal to kick people back and deport them. So they have put up barbed wire. They have tried to stop people. They have tried, but then they have to hand them over to the feds who release them.
But why don't you say the feds are committing a crime? They're committing a crime. This is not allowed under laws passed by the Congress. In a democracy, Congress passed laws. And so you've got criminals running the country. The Biden administration is criminal, which is true. And we're not playing along. And like, if you don't like it, come do something about it. Meanwhile, every able-bodied man with a black rifle assemble at the border, and we're just going to stop this and save the country. I don't understand. Like, that's not hard. What am I missing?
No, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, what the deep state fears would be a coalition of good governors, good attorney generals, giving them the findings and the rulings that they could indeed do that. And then declaring emergencies in the states and having a coalition of the states come in and do this, and then instruct local police and everybody else to not have sanctuary cities. But the problem is, if you're in Texas, every single city, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, are Democrat Party run. And so Texas is almost purple because the California influx and all the other refugees from New York, many of them bring their leftist ideology with them, even though they're fleeing it, like locusts. They fly to the next field. And so that's really the issue, is that the legislature is somewhat cucked, to use that word again, and I think the governor has been cucked. He certainly went along with lockdowns and masks more than really any other Republican governor. And so I do think Greg Abbott needs to do a better job. But I also wanted to list some of the things that the state is up against. But I'll say this. Austin fired a bunch of police and another third quit. Crime everywhere, homeless everywhere, trash everywhere, ruin the city like everywhere else they are.
You live there?
Absolutely. That's where my family's from. I've been there since high school. But I'm going to have to leave soon because it's gotten more and more like Los Angeles every day. It's very sad to see it. People fleeing L.A., like my friend Joe Rogan, it seems great to him because he went from a really, really bad situation to a bad situation. But if you've been there, you can see the decline. You can see how fast it is. And it's really, 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 really sad. And there are just illegal aliens everywhere and refugees from the rest of the country all over the place. And you see really the economic decline of most of the mom-and-pop businesses and things. So the same rot we've seen all over the country. Austin was supposedly this big mecca, and it was going to be so great, and now sadly it's falling apart. I mean, Tucker, you know the answer to all this. You do the best job of anybody with a true Americana populist breakdown. The ruling elites of the world, the Black Rocks, the State Streets, they're on record saying they don't want our consumer society. They don't want our capitalist society. It's bad, it's ugly, it's gross, but they're the biggest consumers compared to anybody else in the world. Their quote, carbon footprints are thousands of times bigger than the average person. Leonardo DiCaprio or Klaus Schwab literally have carbon footprints thousands of times bigger than the average poor working American, that they're telling you can't have a car or air conditioning. Remember, before Obama left office, he traveled to Latin America, to Africa, the Middle East, and what did he tell them in speeches? The clips are famous. You can't have a car or air conditioning. The earth will overheat and burn up. While he's telling people that by the year 2017, like Al Gore said, we would have areas flooded on the coastal areas while he bought a big house in Martha's Vineyard at 1 foot above sea level. And, of course, it's still there, and it hasn't flooded. I mean, his chef died there. He drowned, sadly. But no flooding inside the house, just the damn chef. So they're waging war against civilization and society to make us poor, to put us under siege, and to cut off our energy, make the cost of living impossible, to break our old system to bring in something even worse. And that's the Cloward and Piven strategy that the Democratic Party has adopted. They've done the same thing in Europe. This is a plan. The central banks have unlimited money, but they can't buy all the infrastructure up because people aren't selling. So they've got to crush us and make people so poor that everybody's forced to sell their business, their intellectual property, their physical property, but more importantly, to turn over our bodies to them. We're a UN treaty that O'Biden right now is, that's what I call Biden, is O'Biden, is trying to ratify, would literally put our bodies under the control of the United Nations and our medical care policy under it. So
it's the pandemic.
Pandemic treaty.
Yeah.
So what this is really a breaking of our will, a demoralization. That's what the transgenderism is, and two men can have a baby, and puberty blockers, and castrating little boys, and cutting little girls' breasts off. They've got such hellish stuff coming in this designed global collapse to bring in their world government that they've got to just have all these horrors out there hoping we just throw up our hands and run off to the countryside, which everybody's doing, and in a way that's good. But at the same time, then they've got full control.
That's totally right.
And they're going to march out of the countryside next and dig us out.
So that's, I mean, you look at the White House press secretary, who can barely speak English, who's one of the stupidest people I've ever seen, and a transparent liar. You wouldn't hire her to run your copy machine. She's the White House press secretary. Why would you do that? And it's not because of her race or who she sleeps with. I think the whole point is she's so obviously repulsive that it makes you feel bad about the country to see her.
I mean, that's it. We're at a beautiful ball. It's prom night. Everybody's dressed great. There's wonderful food, big, delicious punch bowl. And then they say, what can we do? Well, just have Brian Stelter go take a dump right in that.
Yeah.
And then he's there laughing at you. They're all there laughing at you to make you feel small, to make you question reality. Why is everything so ugly? I mean, that's why they tell people, hey, you can be homeless anywhere. You can crap on the street, needles, throw your garbage everywhere. Drug dealers can sell you drugs. We're going to give the homeless all this government funding. Liberal groups come in and farm and milk each homeless person and skim a big cut of the money off the top. It's a crop. But then you, a cash crop. But then we see that and we think it's all over. There's nothing we can do to demoralize us and make us give up. And even though I'm conscious of this, even though I know this, it's still at a DNA level. I'm like, I got to go to the country. I got to get out of here. I've got to separate myself from this. But then when they release this toxic, cultural, poisonous gas, they push us out of those areas and they get the main infrastructure.
Yes.
To then organize that, cut off the food and supplies to that group they have, and then tell them.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.